We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Dane Marcos. It's Friday, April 17th, 2026. To begin, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. Starting in the U.S., a New York jury found that Live Nation, a live entertainment company, and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, have operated as a monopoly. The verdict comes after a lengthy trial that started in 2024. Dozens of states alleged that the entertainment giants tried to smother competition by blocking venues from using multiple ticket sellers and driving up ticket sales. The jury estimated Ticketmaster's practices led to people in 22 states paying almost $2 extra for tickets. If the judge orders the extra money to be paid back, it could cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. Live Nation stated this verdict is, quote, not the last word on this matter. Moving to Africa, on a visit to Cameroon, Pope Leo XIV preached a message of peace while calling out a, quote, handful of tyrants, end quote, who are ravaging the earth with war and exploitation. Cameroon has been facing an internal conflict since 2017 after English-speaking separatists launched the rebellion with the hopes of establishing an independent state away from the French-speaking majority. The conflict has killed over 6,000 people and displaced over 600,000, making this one of the world's most neglected crises. The Pope's visit puts a global spotlight on the violence over the past decade. While on his visit to Bamenda, he called for a, quote, decisive change of course, end quote, that aims to lead away from conflict and exploitation of land for military and economic gain. Finally, in Europe, the head of the International Energy Agency has declared that Europe has around 6 weeks' worth of jet fuel remaining as a result of the Iran war. Fatih Birol, the IEA executive director, announced Thursday flight cancellations may be possible if the Strait of Hormuz blockade continues. Impacts will also be seen in higher gas, oil, and electricity prices. Birol also adds that this economic shift will be felt unevenly, hitting the hardest in developing countries across the globe. In other words, this week, April 19th through the 25th, is National Library Week. Sponsored by the American Library Association, this year's theme is Find Your Joy. In choosing this theme, the ALA aims to highlight the role libraries play in our communities, fostering joy through community, reading, and discovery. In Champaign-Urbana, the MTD is celebrating National Library Week by partnering with local libraries to provide the community with free bus rides. Just show your Champaign or Urbana Public Library card for free rides all week long. Staying local, to celebrate Earth Day, the Urbana Park District is holding an Earth Day for Everyone event tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Crystal Lake Park. Community members are invited to enjoy the scenery along with food trucks, recycled art projects, and other fun activities. Guided hikes will be led through the park at 1:30, 2:15, and 3:15 p.m. Bringing a bike to the park is also encouraged, as a group bike ride will be held at 2 p.m. The entire park will be filled with live music from local singer-songwriter Anika Emily to round out the Earth Day celebration. All parts of the events are free, and all community members are invited to attend. For those who love physical media, tomorrow is Record Store Day, an international celebration of independent record stores. The event dates back to 2008, when store owners wanted to find a way to showcase the culture and importance of record stores in the music scene. The first year, there were about 300 participating stores, including Rasputin Music in San Francisco, who hosted a Metallica meet and greet. Since then, thousands of stores across the entire world have celebrated the event year after year. Countless artists and musicians have performed and been featured in Record Store Day events since Metallica, including big names like Queens of the Stone Age, Ozzy Osbourne, and Taylor Swift. Record Store Day is also well known for its exclusive vinyl and CD releases, typically only available in-store on the day of the event. Exile on Main Street, Parasol Records, CU CD and Vinyl, and Record Swap are some of the local record stores participating in the national event. Finally, staying on the topic of music, it's a special day today. On April 17, 1967, WPGU received its operating license from the FCC. Although the station had been broadcasting for 4 years using carrier current AM to the university's residence halls, the license allowed WPGU to sign on to 107.1 FM, significantly expanding its reach. What began as an experiment in cramped dormitory basements run by student engineers could now be heard across Champaign County. Today, the station remains a student-run broadcaster, providing the Champaign-Urbana community with music, news, and independent student voices for the past 59 years. Happy birthday to Champaign's alternative, WPGU. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailylineye.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Emma White, Katie Wilhite, Philip Abazuaye, Thomas Bergeson, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Dane Marcos.